recognize, to sniff out and feel the true essence of who you are, who are deliberately reaching for more thoughts that bring you into alignment. And so this time of awakening is upon us all. But we want to say to you, it's not necessary that one other wake up in order for you to live a glorious life experience. In other words, don't let yourself get hung up on who knows what. You just do your best to know what you know, line up with who you are, and in that alignment, the ideas will continue to flow forth for the benefit of those who are watching you. Because words don't teach. It is only life experience that teaches, you see. And so we all do our best teaching through the clarity of our own example. So when something is going well in your life and you are talking about how well it is going and it gets weller and weller and weller, what a wonderful example you set. And when you are complaining about something and it keeps going wrong and you're complaining about it and it keeps going wrong, what a wonderful example you set. And when you stand before your children or anyone you are mentoring and you be real about how you feel and you say, I feel rotten and look what's happening, rotten things happen in response to my rotten feeling, you give your children something that they understand. Because it's the laws of the universe as they know them to be. But when you use words that sound like love and you use words that sound like I'm all right and the vibration within you is the opposite and so you're getting something different than what your words are speaking, now it causes confusion and then it makes them willing to listen that there are other ways, that there are other paths, that you should do this, that it's hard work, that it's struggle and sacrifice that makes the difference. When it has never been struggle or sacrifice that has made the difference. These laws didn't suddenly just switch around and change on you in this new age environment. These laws have always been the way these laws are. It has always been source energy expressing forward in a physical body. It's just that the reason that this feels so wonderful to you and to us is because this all is the leading edge of all that we have come to. You in your physical form are the most leading edge expansion of that which man calls God. That's who you are. And when you keep up to speed with those ideas, oh, how delicious it is. And as you mention those four founders of your nation or of another nation, as you talk about them, we want you to always remember that they were banging around, they were killing each other, they were arguing with each other, they were having their contrast, but out of that contrast was born an idea. And that idea that they gave birth to was never something that they ever completely lived. Do you understand that? Esther sometimes will say, oh, it was so much better back then, and now it feels like we're slipping away from those precepts that were so inspired and so right. And we say, they were never being lived. They were always an idea. They are still an idea that you are reaching for. Those genius creators way back then, having lived enough life that they launched forward into your future experience, something that is still calling you forward, you see. You don't need to worry about one administration getting enough power going to set back that which has been moving for generations and generations and generations. The vibrational escrow is not only alive and well, it is aliver and weller than it has ever been. The only question is, and it's not a question for mass consciousness because you don't have any control over mass consciousness. It's only a question for you. What are you doing in relationship to the vibrational escrow that has your name and number on it? And the answer is, I can tell by the way I feel. I'm flowing pretty good. I'm feeling appreciation much of the time. I'm feeling pretty much satisfied with where I am. I'm eager for more things to come. I recognize that the emotion within me is a signal. I'm not afraid of negative emotion. I'm not trying to overcome fear anymore. I accept my emotions for what they are, indications of my vibrational relationship between me and me. I adore having these feelings within me. I love more than life itself because it is life itself, finding thoughts that mesh and merge with who I really am. I love using the power of my mind to come into vibrational alignment with the source energy, with the source that breathed life into me to begin with. I love coming into alignment with that. I love looking at the world through the eyes of source. I love the way source sees this world. I love the feeling of well-being that I see as I look through the eyes of source. But wait, there is something going wrong in Afghanistan. But wait, there is something go wrong with this or this. And we say, do not use the minuscule amount of things that are not going well as your excuse to keep yourself out of the stream that you have given birth to. We are serious when we say, get